Hi, I'm Elijah Miller from Bethel, and you're listening to KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska.
Support for Talkline is provided by Vitus Terminals, a local crew happy to fuel you. More information at BethelFuel.com.
Talkline is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talkline may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
And Talkline starts now. Give it up for our host, Diane McAkron.
Express yourself.
Well, hello, hello. Welcome, everyone, to Talkline. I've been down yonder, Lower 48, for 2 weeks, but I'm back, and I want to thank Alyssa Rogers and her children for taking care of the show and keeping things going. Anyway, welcome. I'm Diane, as you know, and I think we even have a caller ready to go, so we're going to jump right in. Wilson Green, welcome to Talkline. Hello.
Hello, this is Wilson, or Magic Man. I'm from beautiful downtown Bethel. You're listening to KYK Talkline. I was listening to KYK earlier. I like the way they select community members to have their voice over the air.
Cool.
Anyway,
yeah,
it's kind of drizzly and dreary over here in Anchorage, but it's still beautiful. Any day above ground is a day worth living, you know.
Nice. Yeah.
I have one thing. I was hoping that I would have made it in Bethel to go to that ONC meeting if they had it, which I don't think they did, but maybe they did. Anyway, you know, ONC members in Anchorage, you know, your membership seems like should follow you, whether you're in Bethel or Greenahawk or Anchorage or in some places, you know, some cases Hawaii or Fairbanks or California, you know, and your benefits should follow you too. That's the way I think. If I was to make it to a ONC meeting, you know, being an ONC member, I'd say, you know, you've got all that funding because of my membership. You know, everyone who is a member adds to their funding source or quota or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And living here, you know, so far I've had, you know, my daughter. I was trying to help her get her own place, and we tried going to Cook Inlet for housing assistance and ASHA and all that, and Cook Inlet turned her down, saying something to the effect that, you know, she's an ONC member. Maybe ONC can help you. And we live here. Anyway, good news. My daughter got a, what they call acceptance letter from ASHA Housing. So maybe she'll be getting her own place in a couple of weeks. So, you know, thanks to ASHA, but no thanks to ONC. You know, because they said, you live in Anchorage now, you got to go through Cook Inlet. But anyway, that's just my thought. You know, I love ONC. That's my native corporation, Ogochagagamut. You know, Bobby, I know you're listening. What do you say about ONC membership following the benefits following the members? I'll be listening because KYUK Talkline is the best. Bye.
Bye, Wilson. Okay, thank you. And we're going to go to John Nick from Bethel. Good morning, John.
Morning, Dan. Welcome home.
Thank you.
ONC is the best corporation around here. They watch over all the members. They build up the economy by building up people's houses. They help people out on their education. They do a lot of things that we can't name. So you got to give them credit. Once you're here, you're here. They'll abide by it, but when you move to another town, it's just the way it is. You're not a, you're an ONC member, but you're going to have to be on the waiting list too. Just be patient. You know, you can't have nothing just because you moved to Anchorage. I moved to Anchorage, now I should have all so and so. It's not the way it is, you know. You've got to go through bylaws and your residency. And I think ONC is a good corporation, and I'll stand by them till the end of the corporation ends. They're good people there, and they care for people, and they chose you by the things they do here in town. They help us with education, the housing, the food, and all that, you know, oil, you name it. They do that, and they hardly get a thank you. Well, I want to thank them and for being such a good corporation watching over us shareholders. I'd like to know, Diane, have you heard anything about the 4th of July?
I have not.
Oh, I wish somebody would call.
I think
find out what's going on the 4th.
I bet we get a call in.
Because a lot of people come from the villages, too, and you should try to let them know so they don't feel disappointed, you know.
Yeah, I kind of thought I had heard there was going to be a parade, but there will be.
I know there'll be a parade, but I hope they have raffles and all that.
I know, the fun stuff.
Yeah. We were done with our shots, but we still have to be cautious.
Yeah, we do.
You should have activity, but wear a mask.
Right.
You're still on the outside, so you still have a lot of air flowing through.
Yeah.
You know, ventilation natural. So welcome back, Diane.
Thank you, John. Glad you called.
I'm glad to call.
All right.
Everybody, please wear your life jacket. And be careful, and don't be speeding around on the river there, especially when you're coming toward oncoming traffic.
Yeah.
Always know which way your traffic's going. Make sure them kids have the proper life jacket. And everyone else, please wear your life jacket, too. That saved your life, saved mine.
Cool.
So, okay?
All right. Very
Thank
good.
You. See?
Thank
Bye.
You.
Yeah.
Good morning. Okay, we're going to go to Casey Burke from Bethel. Good morning, Casey.
Morning, Diane. Maybe I can shine some light a little bit on the parade thing. But first, I'd like to wish everybody a very safe and happy Independence Day. And so I do know, and because I heard on KYUK this morning, that there is a parade at 1 o'clock on Sunday. And I think it's... I think I heard it was going to start in a
on
stage.
Sunday?
Yes, it was on Sunday.
Okay.
And I think I believe they said it was going to stage maybe at the boat harbor, and it's taking some kind of counterclockwise route through town. You know, so it's not the typical start at First National Bank and end up in Pinckney's Park, because there is no festivities going on in Pinckney's Park, at least not city sponsored. And so that's what I know about that I heard on KYK this morning, so it must be true. And and also the fire department is going to be throwing out candy as usual. So all the parents of young children out there might want to make sure they're up to date on toothbrushes around the house. And I'd also like to give a big thank you to Linden Air Cargo. They shipped all the candy out, almost 400 pounds of candy for free. So,
wow.
So yeah, and I think that's it. Everybody have a happy and safe 4th of July.
Oh, so there's no fireworks, right?
No, well, we always do, you know, it's kind of, fireworks would be an extreme waste in Alaska in the summertime.
Yeah, save it for save it for the K-300.
Yep, that's a wintertime festivity.
Yeah, well,
here.
You know, I had I'm blaming it on Grady. Yeah, I had Grady in my ear. What about the fireworks?
Listen up as usual.
Okay, well, thanks, Casey.
Okay, you bet.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have Stacy from the YK Fitness Center. Hello, Stacy.
Hi, Diane. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm very good.
Oh, good.
excited to announce and remind folks that we have lifeguard training starting next week. We are hiring for full-time and part-time lifeguards here at the Fitness Center. So anybody who's interested in joining our class next week needs to either come today at 5:30 for swim testing, or they can give us a call at 543-0390 to get registered for class for next week. And then we've also got our activities for our vaccinated teens coming up starting the week of the 12th. We've got free swim days. We've got beginner swim, swim club, lifeguard, pre-lifeguard training for anybody that wants to learn the skills for to be able to take a future lifeguard training class. And all of that information is available on our website at ykfitness.org, or they can give us a call at 543-0390.
Okay, good. Lifeguard training. Awesome.
Lifeguards, lifeguards.
I used to be a lifeguard.
Mm-hmm. Come work at the pool.
Yeah. Well, in my spare time.
Yeah, you can come get recertified next week and join the team.
Oh, sweet. All right. Yeah, let me think about that.
Awesome. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you. You too. All right. Okay. So really nice to hear from everyone. I'll give out the numbers here. You can call 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. And I can read your emails over the air. And for your calls and your emails, you can be anonymous if you're kind of a shy person. So our 4th of July parade will be, I think there's somebody on, but Greg,
John,
I can't see.
John Carter from
Eek. Oh, good, John. All right, John Carter from Eek, welcome.
Yes, good morning. This is Michael John Carter. I'm calling from Eek, Alaska.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. I just wanted to say good morning to everybody and happy 4th of July. Good day.
Oh, well, thank you, John. Well, that was very nice. Yes, so the 4th of July parade will begin Sunday at 1 o'clock at the small boat harbor is where it's going to start. And also, if you want to be a lifeguard, at 5:30 today is the swim test in order to qualify you to be part of the classes that start next week. So you can call 543-0390 for more information. And they have lifeguard positions open, so they're looking to train and hire people. So that'd be great. All right, so, oh, okay. I'm going to go to the weather real quick. It looks like just about the whole time I was in the lower 48, it looked like this outside here.
It was a muggy and warm nights, though.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. You had some? Okay. Probably have more to go in the future. Anyway, today, rain likely this morning. Then numerous rain showers in the afternoon, highs in the 50s. And tonight there will be numerous rain showers in the evening, then scattered rain showers after midnight. Lows will be in the mid-40s to lower 50s. And Saturday, patchy morning fog, rain likely in the morning. Then numerous rain showers in the afternoon, highs in the highs lower to mid-50s. Wow, it's a lot of rain and drizzle. You know, when I was, anyway, I'm going to go to another caller here. But let me just say Missouri was like a hot, wet blanket. It was not comfortable. Anyway, we're going to go to Shaddy from BFC.
Good morning. How you doing? Long time.
Oh, yes. I was just trying to remember Bethel Family Clinic. That's where you're calling from. Yes.
Yep. So I'm calling from Bethel Family Clinic about Bethel Family Clinic. So we have a few updates, and we're going to hope to call in moving forward to give the Delta an update about Bethel Family Clinic. So the first big update is we're in a partnership with the City of Bethel, and hopefully we've heard about it, but the City of Bethel is giving away $100 gift cards to the grocery stores here in Bethel if community members complete their first dose of the vaccination. So Bethel Family Clinic has partnered with the City of Bethel. We're providing those vaccinations and the gift cards after the first dose. Any community member that wants to get their vaccination and the $100 gift card, you can call Bethel Family Clinic at 907-543-3773. And that's going to throw you into a phone tree, and if you push 1, you'll get the medical front desk. Outside of that, we just want to talk about our general services at Bethel Family Clinic. So we're a primary care facility, so we offer medical services. We also have a behavioral health team here at Bethel Family Clinic to, you know, take care of your behavioral health needs. And then additionally, we have a dental team. So if anybody's looking for any of those three services here in Bethel, or if you're from the Delta and you just happen to be in Bethel getting groceries and you want to utilize any of those services, we would love to provide those services to you. Again, our phone number is 907-543-3773. That's going to throw you into a phone tree. One is for medical, and then the other services, you will hear them. Because okay. I don't know them off the top of my head. Do you have any questions, Diane?
Yeah, I want to follow up now. So if somebody goes in to get their first vaccination and they get their gift card, do you also then provide the second vaccination to them?
We absolutely do. So
okay, so you set all that
you
up.
You just get the gift card after the first one. Yeah, and you're going to get your appointment at the appropriate time. And, yeah, they can come in and get their second dose as well.
Okay. And then
we just made the decision to give the $100 after the first one.
Yeah, enticement.
Exactly.
Just to get
exactly.
people in. Now, our vaccination rate in the Delta is about 66%. Is that? Do you know that? Is that right?
I listen to the radio and I've heard that. Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Sounds accurate.
Okay. And have you started this vaccination program? And if you have, are you seeing people come in?
Yeah, we're absolutely seeing people come in. I think the secondary thing that we have to do, and is the reason I'm calling today, is let the public know about it.
Mm-hmm.
So we are seeing people come in. We have been vaccinating people specifically because of the $100 incentive program. But we just want to let everybody know that it's a program. It's available. It's available to anybody, not just in Bethel, too. So if you're coming in, again, getting groceries, you know, it's the summertime. People are boating in.
Wow.
You can utilize that service as well. And
okay.
we would love to vaccinate anybody that wants to be vaccinated. So, you know, we're here. And the last thing, so there's a bit of confusion around where we're located at. So everybody knows the old red building.
Yes.
That's actually our admin building now in our behavioral health building. Our new medical facility is right across the street. And if you're over on Main Street, you'll see our facility. And then our dental facility is right next to Stan's Barbershop. So those are the three locations of our services, and I know there's constant confusion with that.
I didn't realize that dental office was affiliated. I thought you had your own dentist in-house at your new building.
No. Dental services are still occurring right by Stan's Barbershop.
Well, thanks for calling and clearing that up for me.
Yeah, absolutely, and
all
I hope it helps,
time I thought
you know,
was...
clear up a lot of questions for anybody listening.
Okay, very good. All right.
Have a wonderful weekend. Be
thank
safe.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Okay, so we're going to go to Stephen Alexi, who's on the river. Stephen.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen Alexi. I have several issues. First one, you know, this COVID-19 Delta variant.
Yes.
It's already spreading throughout the majority of the, you know, low 48 in Alaska. Mm-hmm. And 25%. Of the people who are not vaccinated are getting this variant, which is more worse than you know what we first experienced.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm encouraging the Delta people to vaccinate. You know, this COVID is having a long-term side effects too as well for those who had it. And they'll probably have, you know, just as... polio came. My late grandfather had long-term side effects from polio. So, you know, if you guys want to remain healthy, get vaccinated. Another issue is, you know, here in the Pasquiac, like last week, I believe, they went to dig an electric pole. And they're building a house, brand new house from ABCP Housing, but they did dig electrical pole, and they dug up some old trash right next to where I live. Kind of makes me question if AVCP is following, AVCP housing is following the NEPA process to make sure the land is inhabitable, you know, that there's no toxic waste, because it kind of concerns me because I have four kids who play around the house. And, you know, I did write a letter to the CEO of AVCP and COO, and I did a follow-up call, but they haven't gotten back to me yet. So those board of directors, if they're listening, and whoever is the development director of AVCP, they need to strictly follow, because they get federal funding. And if the land my house is sitting on is in toxic waste, I'd be requesting AVCP to move the house where my house, where the land is at. So I hope everybody that's fishing is catching a lot. I'm happy that they're opening. We're targeting reds now. I haven't caught any chums, mostly reds and a couple of kings. So good morning.
Okay.
Bye.
Good morning, Stephen. Okay, just real quick, a little correction, and thank you to the emailer who sent me the link to the City of Bethel. Correction for the 4th of July parade. It's the parade will be at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Lineup will start at 12 noon. The parade start is at Swanson's entrance and loops down around Front Street onto Main Street. Please drive down Main Street to get into order. Participants are to disperse at the ending of the parade, which is Pinky's Park. So the small boat harbor will not be involved in the start of the parade. It'll be where it usually starts. All right. Really appreciate that. We're going to go to Susan Taylor. Good morning, Susan.
Yeah. First, I was going to do that correction, too, because that's how we used to always have the parade. It starts by Swanson's, and it goes, you know, down Main and the downtown, and stops at Pinky's Park. And, you know, it's that's the traditional route, not the crazy thing that happened last year with the parade. If you guys remember how that went, that was kind of all over town type parade. And I guess that was something to do, and that was safe. But, yeah, this is just the kind of parade that we've had before COVID. So if people want to know where to line up to see the parade and get candy tossed at them and whatever, just kind of remember how the parade used to be way back then.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I do want to emphasize getting the COVID vaccination. You know, when you get a flu, is that the only time you ever catch the flu? No, it comes again. When you get a cold, is that the only time you get a cold? No, you're going to get another cold later on. So, and the reason is the versions, you know, you may have natural immunity, but it's only to that particular variance in most cases. And this Delta variant of the virus, it still has the spike characteristics that the vaccine will cover. Mm-hmm. But if you're recovering from COVID that you caught last winter or whatever, that's not strong enough immunity. They're saying that the vaccination is proven to protect against the different variances that are coming through with this COVID. Because any virus, any germ, it's going to mutate to survive. It's the evolution of how they continue. So the vaccination is the thing that's going to kick it in the butt, no matter what version of the virus is floating around at this point. And it's the only way to get out from under all this, so that we can have 4th of July, mm-hmm. We can have bingo, we can have schools fully open, we can do all those things, but we need people to get vaccinated so we can have the herd immunity.
Right.
And we're not getting there. And some parts of America is way worse than us, and their hospitals are getting full again with COVID patients.
You know, I was just down in Springfield, Missouri,
uh-huh.
and that's an epicenter center for the Delta variant, and one hospital got full and had to send about 23 patients on to St. Louis, which is a five-hour drive away, or up to Kansas City, which is a three-hour drive. So they're already starting to feel it. Yeah. And we should say, I should mention that in the story, NPR did a story, and it also ended up on, I think, CNN. Mm-hmm. But all the people who were hospitalized with the variant, they had no vaccination.
Uh-huh.
See, because that's what's, like you said, the vaccination will protect you from that.
And this one's the one that's hitting children, too. It's hitting the children. And, you know, any kid under 12, they can't get vaccinated at this point. So, you know, when we're talking about protecting our elders when we get vaccinated, now we're also protecting our children. So that schools can open and all the things that can happen can get back to some kind of sense of normalness, you know?
Well, you know what's nice about our region is we can actually lock down our region as a very safe place. We don't have our Bethel Airport is the main, is the sole way that this will come in and out of our region.
Yeah, and the thing is they're not testing at the airport anymore. And, you know, even though, you know, we had a solid wave of COVID to the extent where there was hundreds of them in a village, there was the hotels were full of the quarantine. I mean, it did hit us eventually, and this Delta version, it's going to hit us eventually. I mean, it's just the things that are hitting now the cities in the lower 48, it will come out here eventually, and we need to be better prepared, and the best way to do that is the vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just can't stress that enough, and so welcome back. Yeah, the store gift cards for the vaccine, that actually started at Saturday Market. They kicked it off over there you were gone.
Okay.
And we had food bank at the same time and sent people over. So it was a good timing to get that started and kick it off. And they get a store card. It's actually AC store card. It's not like, oh, this is good in any store, because there's no such card that exists like that. But they're AC store cards, and it's really. I'm glad they're doing this, because it is getting other people to go ahead and get vaccinated. And you know, people can call and ask questions about it if there's still holdouts, and I think there are going to be no matter what we do.
Okay.
I don't think any of them want to die from COVID. I don't think any of them want to have that long-lasting side effects that COVID's been shown to have in people too. You know, the long haulers. I don't think they really want that to happen to them. So people can call YKHC or a doctor or someone that took the shot already. You know, ask around. Don't just say no to it, because it's the opportunity to get out from under everything. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, Susan.
Bye.
All right, we're going to go right to Tom from Chelista before we take a short break. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Oh, good to hear you again.
Yes, I'm back.
Yay.
You sound a little bit muffled. Are you,
Uh-oh. I've got some new headphones. I guess they need to be replaced.
No. No, it just sounded we can still hear you fine.
Okay. All right. Well, I just want to call and say thank you to all the shareholders. Kiana Chuknak, for everyone that voted. We had our annual meeting yesterday, and over 400 shareholders were able to tune in for the virtual meeting.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great. Now, next week, we'll be announcing two of those listeners or viewers will each win $2,500. So we'll be announcing those next week, randomly picking and announcing them next week.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. And I know a question out there, who won the elections? And the elected directors, as voted by the shareholders, because only their votes elect shareholders, was Director Myron Manning, Director Robert Beans. They were both reelected. And then two new directors, Director Dora Moore, and Director Ron Hoffman. They were both elected to the Trista board. And then I know we've got a break coming up, so just real quick, I want to mention the top voting communities because they did an outstanding job this year. Eek, Akiak, Akiachuk, and Nunup. Those four, those communities, 70% of shareholders or more voted. So just a fantastic voting rate, Kliana. Thank you to everyone. Stay tuned to our website or Facebook page for all the latest news.
Okay.
And that's it.
Thank you, Tom.
Take care.
Have a good weekend. Bye. Okay, we're going to go to a quick break. This is KYUK Talk Line, 640 AM. I'm Diane McGachran, and we'll hear from you soon.
Give us a call, 543-5985, 543-2756, or alternatively, toll-free from the Village, 1-800-995-8954. We're also watching those emails at radio@kyuk.org.
Fish Talk is back. Tune in for weekly updates on Kuskokwim salmon fishing all summer long on Thursdays at 1 p.m. Again, that is Fish Talk, Thursdays at 1 p.m.
Hello, my name is Gerald Camera of Kalska Galaska, and my Yupik name is Dama Vala, and I'm in the Fish Commission. Salmon have been the staple of our diet for thousands of years, and we continue to practice subsistence because it's fresh and healthy. We want to continue this way of life that may be challenging even today with the technologies that make life more convenient, and we want to see our future generations do that. It's important that along the whole river, we help each other out and help rebuild the salmon run so that can happen. This subsistence way of life is healthy and rewarding. Besides, it beats going to the store.
This message is brought to you by the Kuskokwim River Inner Tribal Fish Commission. More information at kuskosalmon.org.
Want to go for a swim? The YK Fitness Center swimming pool is open on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday from 5:30 a.m. to noon and 1:30 to 8:30 p.m. COVID-19 safety policies are in place and youth under the age of 16 must be accompanied by an adult unless they meet exemption criteria. You can visit ykfitness.org or call 543-0390 for details or to make a swim zone reservation. Reservations are not required but recommended. This message is sponsored by the YK Fitness Center.
Hi, I'm Leanne Hansen. We know that you can't be everywhere, but we can. Our reporters travel the world to follow the stories that matter most to you. And on Sunday mornings, we give you time to reflect on the information they provide. So come with us here, there, and everywhere on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
A minute, my mic. I'm not hearing anything. Is the music still on? I don't hear anything. I'm sorry. We have a little technical glitch here. I'm going to lean over and try to fix it. I'm sorry. I don't hear anything, but I apparently you can hear me. So...
Let's go to Joe Moses.
Joe Moses. All right, thank you, Grady.
Good morning.
Try to fix this up. Okay, Joe, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? 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 Hello?
Joe, keep talking. We're just having some audio difficulties for Diane to hear you.
Can you guys hear me?
We can hear you and the air can hear you. It's Diane who can't.
Oh, okay,
please,
good.
Please go ahead.
Anyway, I was going to ask Diane a question, but obviously she can't hear me, so I'll make a couple comments. The first comment is just the last opening we had where the state announced an opening and feds decided not to announce an opening. You know, if they're going to have controversy like that, they need to ask the people who they want to oversee the management of the fisheries here in the Kuskokwim during this time of not having abundant fish. So, you know, if the state's going to do that, the feds need to step up and say we're the ones that have jurisdiction because it's in the National Wildlife Refuge. I don't understand why the state made an announcement without conferring with the feds and whether or not they agreed with them. And according to what I heard, the feds didn't agree with them, so they didn't feel there was a need for an opening, and they have their reasons just like the state does. But we can't have these kind of confusions and issues like this, and I'm glad the states, the feds stood up and stood their ground and make it clear to the state that we're the ones that are overseeing the fisheries in terms of subsistence when it comes to fishing here on the Kuskokwim.
Yeah.
Oh, you can hear me now, Diane?
Well, they put me on a different mic, so
oh,
yes.
Oh, okay.
So
well,
I got
there
to
you
hear
go.
That last part.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question. You watch TV, right?
Yes.
Okay, you see all those commercials they have for asthma, diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. They
yes.
give you a specific medicine, but if you have these certain ailments, you shouldn't be taking them, and they list all the side effects.
Yes.
How come they don't do that with the all the vaccines they promote, like the what's that called? The one you have to get every year.
The flu vaccine? The
flu vaccine. How come they don't announce that? They should announce it. We should know it's in there. If these other people that sell medicine can promote their medicine on TV and pay for their ad, and they have to list all the side effects, and if you don't take this if you have high blood pressure, or don't take this if you have diabetes and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Well,
these guys can tell you exactly what medicine it is, what medicine it's for, and don't take it if you got the following ailments.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell you what's in there and what the side effects are. I don't understand why they don't do that for the flu shot.
Well, that's something your doctor can certainly do for you.
They don't tell you that. You have to ask them. They should be able to be up front and tell you right away, I'm giving you a flu shot. This is what it contains. This is what it'll help you preventing from getting.
Right. I think, you know, they're giving out, you know, how many hundreds, if not thousands, of flu shots a year. Maybe if you ask a question, I'm
mm-hmm.
sure they would answer it.
Okay.
For any of the medications that you're questioning or
well,
may or may not want to take.
It's like a catch-22. If you could advertise in medicine on TV and it lists all the side effects along with if you have the following ailments, don't take it or it'll cause this, this, and this. You know, they're being fair and honest about it up front.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a medicine. They're the same people that create the flu medicine. Why can't they advertise it like that? You get my point?
Yes, but our airwaves would be overwhelmed.
No. That's what you're saying. It's only common sense. If they're going to do that with the medicine that are preventing these type of illnesses or helping you with asthma, diabetes, and blood pressure and all that jazz. Okay, I got to go.
Oh, okay. Okay. We're just having a little bit of a technical difficulty here. How do you want to answer the phones, Grady?
They're not ringing right now.
Oh, okay. The phones are not
when
ringing.
One rings, I'll
yes.
cross that bridge.
Oh, okay. All right, so we've had some calls about our 4th of July. We corrected it. It is not starting at the small boat harbor. It's going to start at Swanson's, as it usually does, and people will start gathering there at noon if you're going to be in the parade, and you can, and then the parade starts at 1. So I don't have all the things in front of me, like the phone numbers, Grady. I need the phone numbers. Why, after how many years of doing TalkLine, I don't have these numbers memorized? I don't know. But you can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. We'll read your email over the air. And you can also call 543-5985 or 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. And we're going to go to Susan again. Hello, Susan.
Round two. Just briefly answering Joe's questions.
Yes,
I went to the YKHC's mass flu shot exercise this winter when they did the mass flu shot thing. And you do get it. You get a handout. You get a handout that talks about the flu vaccine and the possible side effects. They give that to you. And when I've gotten flu shots in the past in doctor's offices or whatever, they give that to you.
Mm-hmm.
You do have that to read. I don't know. Maybe he just doesn't do those shots. And when I went and got the COVID shot, same thing. You get, it was a Pfizer version, and it was a printout from Pfizer listing the ingredients and the possible very rare side effects, you know. And I didn't ask for it. They give it to you. They give it to you, you
mm-hmm.
know. He says you have to ask for all that stuff. No, they. When I get the flu shot and when I got the vaccine for the Pfizer, they pretty much hand you this sheet of paper to look at and,
mm-hmm.
and ask if you have any questions. And I don't know. Maybe he doesn't encounter that, but I certainly do. And through YKHC or wherever I've gotten services, they have All drugs have that, and when I do my prescriptions that come in from Anchorage, every time those bottles come in, it's high blood pressure meds and anti-cancer meds and what have you. They always come with the same literature about what it is and possible side effects. So
mm-hmm.
even I get that reread every time I get a renewal of month prescription or whatever. So it's standard that they're supposed to give it to you, and I never had to ask for it. So I don't know, maybe he's having those kind of problems at the doctor's office or wherever, but the pharmacists always stick that in with the bottles when they mail them to me. So, okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, Susan.
Bye.
Appreciate the call. Oh, here we go. Oops, sorry about that. Just another quick announcement here that the Bethel VFW Hall has reopened for normal operations weekdays from 10 to 5, and Saturdays from 11 to 4. Okay, that's nice. They've got that opened up again. Okay, so our lines are open, and I think our email is also... we don't have any emails in right now, but welcome to take some in if you want to email us at radio@kyuk.org. All right, so now I was in the Lower 48, Grady, and... Are you familiar with Krispy Kreme donuts?
What do you mean?
Yeah, I know. Do you know when you had your first Krispy Kreme donut?
Well, I was in South Carolina, and I was stationed in the military there, and I saw a blinking red light on the side of the road.
Hot light.
Hot and now. And I was
yeah.
like, what is this?
Yeah. Well, mine was 1977, Richmond, Virginia, midnight, where a friend of mine said, Diane, I know where we can go to this place called Krispy Kreme, okay. and you can watch the donuts being made, and you can have them fresh. Anyway, I'll continue that story in a minute, but we're going to go to a caller, and I think it's Joe. Okay, welcome, Joe.
Yeah, I didn't get to finish what I started, but anyway, I heard Tom called, and we have two directors that kept their seats, and we got two new directors. And, again, thanks to the people that did turn in their votes and submitted their votes, it makes a difference in who we want to sit on our board when it comes to any corporation that they have this type of voting. So congratulations to the two people that kept their seats and the other two that won. So see a little bit of change. So hopefully some things will start moving forward with a lot of things within Jalista. We'll see.
Yeah, okay.
So that does make a difference. What do you think about Bill Cosby getting released? That's all based upon what something that a previous district attorney promised him that he wouldn't be prosecuted if he turned in his whatever they call that paperwork.
Well, if he did his if he testified
correct
in the deposition.
Yes, but he didn't.
Well, no, but he gave a deposition. He gave a
deposition.
He was interviewed and he admitted to some of the accusations. But because the prosecutor had said, hey, if you do this, you won't, we're not going to bring charges. Now, that's a technicality because the next prosecutor did bring charges, but the defense attorneys are saying, hey, you have to stick to the original deal. So yeah. Even though he did admit to some of it, now he's out. So it's on a technicality. He wasn't found innocent, but it was a prosecutorial error.
Yeah, and how often does that happen? You don't see too often, then when it does happen, all of a sudden you got a man that's walking free according to what the findings were, and then they can't prosecute him for the same crime again.
Right.
So that's pretty interesting. Anyway, this Dunleavy, thanks to him, we're only getting $525 because you vetoed the other one.
So far.
That doesn't help
much,
but at least it's something.
Mm-hmm.
Be grateful for every penny you get, regardless of the amount. You know, some of us ain't happy, but, you know, since this PFD came out and they stuck to the plan and how it was assigned to govern and give to the people of the state of Alaska, if they stuck to it, everything would be fine. But we're also having some governor of some type come in and change all the rules, regulations, and laws, and then we have to live with whatever he or she decides. Our good friend Donald, what goes around comes around, he's got 15 indictments against his company.
So far.
but if his CFO decides to turn on him and turn him in and say all the things that he was told to do by him, then he can be in trouble too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad something's going to happen to him, but it's on his terms this time, not on the people's terms, you know. People put him there, and then we all found out what he does and what he want to do and think he could run the country with the blindfolded.
Yeah.
So that says a lot about him.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, happy Friday, and hope people are doing good fishing. I wish I was out there, but I have to work. No one was able to cover for me, but in the meantime, welcome back, and hope you had a good trip, and everybody be safe. And to answer Susan's questions, I quit taking flu vaccines because I get sick for a week every time I took them, so I quit taking them and asked the doctor, am I going to get sick like I did last year? Oh, no, you won't get sick. I got sick again for another week.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I got a flu shot, I kept on getting sick.
Well, that's too bad.
So whatever I asked the doctor, he told me this, and then the opposite of what he told me happened, so I don't believe the flu shot. That's my choice, just like the vaccine. I mean, it's a person's choice. It's our freedom to choose whether or not we want to be take the flu shot or vaccine, but, you know, that's just the way things are.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, we're individuals, we have rights, and we could choose what we want, and
mm-hmm.
we don't have to be told by other people whether we can or can't, so that's my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay, have a good day.
Okay, thank you. Okay. All right, so to carry on with my Krispy Kreme story, which was in, I don't know, did we have a caller? Do we have a caller? Oh, I'm sorry, Yvonne. My apologies. Yvonne, well, from Bethel, welcome to the talk line.
Good morning to all. Get vaccinated. COVID and these variants are real. But that's not what I'm calling for. It's hard to remain idle and be quiet, knowing our Yukon people are having a hard time. They're using whitefish nets to try to get the salmon, and that's not right. We've been in their shoes before, and they call it mismanagement. Why? I don't intend to get in their business, but we have relatives on the Yukon, and what they're doing is not right. They mentioned sonar. On the most silkiest river, they have sonar for counting at pilot station, I believe. Prior to that, my relative called me and stated that Big Eddie, Emo, at Imanga, they were doing good on kings before they started. Now they close them up and restrict them and use foreigns. Yeah, let us eat whitefish. The slip. Telling you guys to quit eating your New York steaks and go get a can of dinty can of beef from the stores. That's not right. But anyway, I've been in Emo before with my father-in-law, maybe in 86, 87. They had a fish camp in Sunshine Bay, that's across Emo.
for commercial fishing, I've seen them kings coming in Sunshine Bay. That's not even the main Yukon River. But anyway, my father-in-law fell ill and we missed out, but I can still recall fishing with my wife's nephew on the Yukon, and I believe that our native people know there's salmon swimming. They know just like us here on the Kuskokwim, and they're being denied that. I've seen the cries for help on the radio and KYUK.org. They need our help. Where's AVCP? Leaders, Salista. Where's AFN? I remember that time we were having a hard time. Our senators and legislators, they never helped. You guys need to step up and help our people on the Yukon. They need to fill their feeders up. Winter's coming. That's a vital food source. You're denying them that. Fish and game, state fish and game. We all heard the cries for help. They know there's fish swimming by, king salmon. But I know if KYK goes statewide. I know it's maybe through KYK.org, but I hope they help them out and give them that opportunity to harvest. In closing, what can I say? Winter time, we go Yukon and harvest their moose. We go trespass on their native allotments. The Oob Winter Trail and the High Portage Russian Mission Trail. I feel kind of guilty. I don't ask their permission. I just go. State Fish and Game opens up. All walks of life goes over there and harvest their moose. We need to pay them back and give them the voice and help they need. And good morning, and what can I say? Get vaccinated. Good morning. Happy 4th. Remember them, we honor them, veterans, wartime and non-wartime. They're going to be up front in the parade. We honor for serving your country. We honor for this freedom we enjoy. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Yvonne. I can't. Oh, can you hear me? Oh, it's
I
not
can
in.
Hear you.
It's not
you
in
can't
my
hear
head.
You?
No. We're just ticking off every technical snafu you can have.
We've had it on Talk Line.
I know, and maybe we can have some more. I hope we have about three or four more.
Hey, you know what? I
you know
this,
what?
I like this attitude.
Yeah, let's just run with it and see what happens.
But
so
you know
I can't hear myself, which...
Let's run to a break, though. Give
you know,
us some
and you know what? I'm sorry everyone else can hear me, but I can't, so I'm enjoying that. Anyway, so what we could do is, well, I'll just... Yeah, we're going to take... Well, I'll just finish my Krispy Kreme
okay.
story. Yeah, so in 1977, I had my first Krispy Kreme. It was hot, and they're made with yeast rays from 1937. And so the donut is very kind of melts in your mouth if you get a fresh one. Anyway, I drove by the Krispy Kreme in Springfield, Missouri numerous times. The hot light wasn't on. My personal policy is I don't go into Krispy Kreme unless the hot light is on. And on my last day there, finally the light was on, and I had my wonderful yeast-raised honey-dip glazed donut hot. All right, that's my story.
Did it melt in your mouth?
Absolutely. It was as good as it can be. Now, there's a Krispy Kreme in Anchorage as well. And if you go to the Krispy Kreme website, it tells you when the hot light is on. That's how determined people are.
So I had to get rid of a caller just then because they didn't tell me who they were. So do tell me who you're calling when you're calling. But I do have a caller now, John.
When they tell you, it doesn't mean that you have to give their name on the air.
No, but someone just started going off, and they're talking, and of course we're juggling things, and I had to let them go. So I'm apologizing to the person that I let go because they were getting into a spiel automatically.
But now
we have John from Bethel.
Let's go to John. All right. Hello, John.
Yes, I'd like to say something, you know, about the state and the federal people.
Yep.
Now is not the time to be unprofessional. We are in a crisis now, so they have to understand that. They cannot be acting like the Democrats and the Republicans. They have to be serious about this. All right, you guys have a nice day and have a good weekend. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, John. All right, we're going to go to a quick break.
Maybe not quick.
Quick-ish.
Maybe I make it a little bit less quick this time, just to give us some pressure off, and I can test a couple things. But we'll be back. Just right.
Okay, yes, we will be back. We're going to take care of some of our technical difficulties. And this is KYUK Talk Line, 640 AM. I'm Diane McGachran, and we'll hear back from you soon.
I'm still watching those phone lines at 543-5985. That's 543-KYUK. 543-2756 or toll free from the village 1-800-995-8954.
Talkline is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talkline may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Hello, my name is Gerald Camera of Kalska Galaska, and my Yupik name is Dama Vala, and I'm in the Fish Commission. Salmon have been the staple of our diet for thousands of years, and we continue to practice subsistence because it's fresh and healthy. We want to continue this way of life that may be challenging even today with the technologies that make life more convenient, and we want to see our future generations do that. It's important that along the whole river, we help each other out and help rebuild the salmon run so that can happen. This subsistence way of life is healthy and rewarding. Besides, it beats going to the store.
This message is brought to you by the Kuskokwim River in a Treble Fish Commission. More information at kuskosalmon.org.
Every Saturday and Sunday on 640 a.m. from 4 until 5 p.m., you can hear Weekends from All Things Considered. The show that's run for more than four decades is now available in an hour-long weekend presentation from NPR News, a new show with new stories and new segments each day. It's Weekends from All Things Considered on KYUK.
Fish Talk is back. Tune in for weekly updates on Kuskokwim salmon fishing all summer long on Thursdays at 1 p.m. Again, that is Fish Talk, Thursdays at 1 p.m.
Listen to Fish Talk, a bilingual talk show about fish and fishing all summer. Listen and call in Thursdays at 1 p.m. Also, listen to the replay each day Thursday at 7 p.m. here on KYUK 640 a.m. Nijukunirji nuknuk kalakhluta yukhchdun kshulhkatnik lukekpak. Nijukuniluji kayagagluji lu stamiritmi 1 p.m. Nijukunin kikhlukulto ichali imi gauluku 7 p.m. maami khwani. KYUK 640 AM.
Hi, I'm Leanne Hansen. We know that you can't be everywhere, but we can. Our reporters travel the world to follow the stories that matter most to you. And on Sunday mornings, we give you time to reflect on the information they provide. So come with us here, there, and everywhere on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Donlin Goldock, Jalista Corporation, Akhloyoch, Dutkin Gunk, Emiris Klugi Subsistence Community Advisory Committee, Gunnen. Una Committee Abchtorech Galuni, Nasnurist Naritnik, Bijeria Reitnik, Klu, Jut Nrangnak Saram, Klu, Donlin Goldminek, Uren Klugi Nautimasch Gagun. Nasnuritnach Schredwit out 20, Let's Talk Donlin.com. Una Bunarifkara Donlin Gold.
My name is Mike Williams, Sr., and I am proud to have been involved with the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission since its inception in 2015. For me and for my family, the salmon are our lifeline, and we have depended on them and all the fish on the river for thousands of years to sustain us through tough winters. The Fish Commission realized that everyone needs to partake in that needed resource to survive, a resource that we have sustained for over 10,000 years. I hope that we at the Fish Commission can continue to work in partnership with the federal and state managers and people from all parts of the river to make sure our fish continue to swim on the river to sustain us. Thank you very much.
This message is brought to you by the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission. More information at kuskosalmon.org.
Okay, everyone, welcome back to Talk Line. And we don't have callers right now, but you're welcome to. You can call 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954, and you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. Grady, you're checking the email, right?
I'm going to check right now, and I
am. See if any emails came in. And we have covered quite a few things. Our parade route for the 4th of July. There's lifeguard training at the pool coming up. You can call 543-0390 to get yourself signed up for that. I think later today at 5:30 they're going to have a swim test just to make sure people have the basic swimming skills to become a lifeguard. Also at Bethel Family Clinic, if you go in for your first vaccination, you get a $100 gift certificate at, now they didn't say the grocery store, but for groceries. Mm-hmm. So it may cover a few stores, I'm not sure.
I do know something about this.
Originally,
the city was procuring cards from one store and then the other, and then was going to eventually roll into some sort of Visa gift card or something of the like. So, indeed, it might be one store or the other for now, but they're going to change that shortly.
Oh, okay.
To make it so you can spend the money anywhere.
Nice. Okay. So, oh, let me just give the phone number they can call. If you're somebody who wants to get your vaccination, you can call 543-3773 if you are getting it at Bethel Family Clinic, because you can get the $100 gift certificate.
I have had to been talked down from my frustration from some of my friends. You might be the voice of reason for me, too. Because, you know, I'm one of those people who might not have gotten vaccinated but chose to.
Okay.
Because, you know, compassion or compatriotism, what have you, right? Now they're incentivizing it, and I feel like a dum-dum.
Oh, no, no, don't. Now, now, now. I mean, I did think, what if I fake it's my first vaccination? No, I'm just kidding. Of course I'm kidding. It is an individual choice, but I think what gives us pause to give a little more thought is when it's something is a pandemic, that's a collective experience. That's something we're having as a community, as a family, as a nation, and really all over the world. When there's that going on, do our individual rights trump a pandemic? So that's just something I was giving some thought to, because I don't think anyone should be forced to get a vaccination. And at the same time, this is an experience that's sort of beyond just an individual, and that the only way it can be dealt with is collectively. Yet, yeah. So anyway, that's just something to think about. Anyway, Grady?
Yeah, Dave from Bethel.
Oh, good. All right. On. Hello, Dave.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Dave, the old fogey.
Oh, no. Welcome.
I hunkered down for 8 months. before I ventured downtown, about a mile and a quarter. And it's wonderful to be above ground. And I'm doing okay, and I'm going to celebrate in a couple of days the 4th of July, independence. As you know, I'm a World War II vet. I'm one of few that's still alive. 17.4 million men and women served their country during World War II. I had a sister, an army nurse, a brother in the army, and a brother in the PTs in the Navy. At one time, oh, by the way, when I was drafted, the draft age was 18. The voting age was 21. The drinking legal age was 21 at that time. I could not legally drink. I could not vote, but I was drafted. I served my country to the best of my ability. All four of us at one time, nobody knew where we were. And my mother was called a Gold Star mother because she had four of her 11 children, and she didn't know where any of us were.
Wow.
And enjoy the 4th of July. 17,400,000 men and women, Americans, served their country. Enjoy your 4th of July. Independence, that all of us did our job so that you can be free today. Thank you for allowing me to speak, and bless all of you, and thank you, and have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. I'm so glad you called, and thank you for that service your family really gave. All right, so I felt like we were in the middle of something, but I don't remember. I just spaced it out myself.
Guess what? I'm right here.
Oh, no, you know what it was? We were talking about everyone has an individual.
Oh, right, the responsibilities.
Right, to vaccinate or not vaccinate, but then what happens when what we're going through is elevated to a collective? And where do our individual rights begin and end in this scenario? So, anyway.
I keep asking myself this question. If I know that a close family member of mine contracted the virus and died, I would have a certain opinion that might be different than my current opinion about vaccination, say.
Right.
If I know that's true, and as you mentioned, it's a global pandemic, and everyone's a party to, then doesn't that beg me to put myself in the mindset of the person who already has experienced that?
Yeah, maybe.
It just begs
that.
I mean, that's at least where I, and just letting people know where I'm juggling with as I struggle with conspiratorial thoughts or anything.
Yeah.
The process I go through is that one that I just described.
Well, and I think it goes to the meaning of community, collectivity versus, or in addition to the value of individuality, which is just a value. And there can be other, you could value community, you know, you could value, you know, cultural concerns beyond yourself. So just kind of gave that some thought. And so, well, that's where we're at. And hopefully people just can agree, disagree, but do it in a respectful way and have conversation, keep communicating. Definitely if you're someone on the fence, your doctor or medical provider is a really good person to run some of your concerns by.
To speak a little bit to the value that Mr. Trentham just mentioned, which is the value of patriotism, I'll tell you one thing. I'm happy to be in a country where we can have this conversation.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be in a country where there's people that fought and indeed died for the rights that we exercise when we talk about these very things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And happy 4th of July.
And happy 4th of July, yes. Okay, our lines are open. Here's the numbers, 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org, and we'll read your email over the air. You can be anonymous for your calls and your emails. And I think we have a call coming in. Who's?
We do. It is Wilson calling for a second time.
Oh, okay. Welcome back, Wilson.
Yeah, round two is always awesome. I really like listening to Dave. I'm glad he's still honoring us with his presence, because he is one tough old man. Yeah, I visited him a few times and the hard work he does in his garden, and I was amazed at what an old man, well in his age, can get done.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of put me to shame, because at the time my yard looked like kind of crappy, wasn't cared for properly, and
yeah.
I always wanted to have flowers or maybe even try vegetables. And anyway, this year I did some flowers, mainly near the area where my daughter Angela got hit. And at times I would see flowers around poles or trees all over on the highway or in town. And I said, And then now it came my turn. And now I know, it's a remembrance of, where you lost your loved one. And I planted flowers around this one tree and on 35th in Minnesota, and they're turning out really good. It's like I almost knew what I was doing. So, that's one of the things I wanted to bring out. There's family members that have been lost and families that are remembering them by planting flowers, or even the imitation flowers. They look really nice all over the highways and here and there and everywhere.
Yeah.
And when you go boating, sometimes you see that, that's where the family member was found if they drowned, fell in the river and drowned or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm really glad that 4th of July is coming up. And, one thing I do miss, though, I miss having the opportunity when I lived there to do the sound system and listen to the announcers and the performers and the goings-on of the 4th of July in Bethel. That's one of the things I miss.
Hmm.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to doing the sound system somewhere this summer. Even if it's end of July or August or September, I'll be happy to come over there and do something for the Delta, because that's my roots. That's my hometown. That's my camping ground.
That is so cool. Yeah. Grady wants to say something to you.
Yeah, Wilson, reach out to Teresa Quiner at the library, because she's spearheading the festival that's going to be in a couple months. And so reach out. Let her know you're available.
Even if it's held over at the, what they call the cultural center yard, that'd be nice.
Sure.
Anyway, the other thing I wanted to say about the COVID and the shot and all that, I don't see why people are even trying to bring that up, because, back in the days of the measles and the mumps and the chicken pox and all that, it became mandatory to have those vaccinations so that kind of illness will not pop up again.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we did naturally with the concern of the health care of the people in general. So that's, you know, it should be a must. I mean, people, I mean, I think that people should be, you know, looking at it as it's a must. It's my duty. If I want to help in this eradication of this disease, well, go through the process of getting the vaccine, because I got mine. It was no fun, you know, when my mom got COVID. It was a combination. It was pneumonia and COVID, and she was on her deathbed because the COVID complicated the issue of her pneumonia. And, man, that was so scary. Yeah, and I would not want to see anyone have to go through the loss of a loved one because of not being able to breathe or not being able to recover from a certain issue dealing with lungs, like pneumonia or emphysema or whatever the people have with the concerning lungs. You know, get vaccinated. You know, right after, soon after my mom pulled out and felt strong again, she went and got her vaccine. You know, I love my mom, and I love people who watch over her and take her out to Red Basket and have breakfast with her and all those cool stuff that Diane McCacklin does.
Oh, those people.
Yeah, those kind of people. Those are the people I love who take care of others. So if you're in this world and you have a mama or a grandma, you know, be nice to her, you know. Do what you can to be there for her. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Thank you, Wilson. Okay, we're going to go right to Father Mark. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Talkline, Father Mark.
Oh, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you? Nice to hear you.
Oh, good. Thank you.
It's great to hear everybody calling in this morning.
Yeah, it is.
I have an announcement. The Jesuit community and the Bethel Catholic Church have decided on when to have a celebration for Father Chuck.
Oh, nice.
We've selected the date of 23 July, the Friday evening of the 23rd of July. And we'll do a liturgy of funeral and memorial in the church at that evening. And then after that, there will be a potluck feed probably in one of the larger venues here in town, possibly the Cultural Center or someplace, but it'll most likely be in the Cultural Center. So that will happen afterwards. We chose the date because we know that a lot of people want to come from all over the region, villages out on the coast and up on the Yukon will want to come, and up and down the rivers. People from across the state want to come and join us, and many people from even outside of Alaska will want to come. So we wanted to choose a date that would come land somewhere before the school year begins, and that sort of thing. So that's why it's why would we have it on a Friday evening? But there's a lot of other things happening. People are still catching up with getting their marriages done that had to be put off from last year. So we couldn't have it on that Saturday, but we're going to do it on Friday, the 23rd of July.
Okay, really nice. Where can you remind me where that's where it's going to be? I forgot. I was writing it down.
So the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
It'll be at the Catholic. The celebration will be the liturgy will be at the Catholic Church here in Bethel, and then the potluck feed. We haven't settled exactly on the place. But most likely it will be the Cultural Center.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do the potluck feed probably at the Cultural Center.
Okay.
And then the interment will place his cremains here in the graveyard at the cemetery here in Bethel. Probably the next day. We won't do that evening because that would be packing too much into an evening. But we'll do the interment of his cremains at the graveside probably the next day. We'll announce that later on.
Okay. Well, it's really nice to hear some plans like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
I know a lot of people have been just waiting and waiting and waiting. When are we going to do this? So, yeah, so it's time.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
You're welcome.
Very good. All right. So July 23rd, and we'll kind of mention that again next week probably.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, have a wonderful day.
I won't be in town next week, so I won't be able to call in, but maybe someone else will, or you can mention it too.
Yeah, I can mention it.
Great.
Sure.
Thanks, Diane.
All right. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks. You too.
All right.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Okay. I got a quick email here. Just a question. The question is, what about the ones that are still suffering from COVID after 6 months, the long haulers? Can they still get vaccinated? So that's a really good question, probably something to ask your doctor, because there are people who still have the symptoms months after they've had COVID, and I don't know if they can get vaccinated, you know, until they are cleared of the symptoms. I don't know. That's a good doctor question, though.
Another question I have is, because I'm already sold into the we're vaccinating folks, we're going to vaccinate again, aren't we? I mean, I got the impression from both the paperwork that came along with the vaccination and with the news that I'm reading that we're all going to want to be continually inoculated. And I'm just...
May be boosters.
I think.
In the future. I think for those who are already vaccinated.
And I'm just curious about the wins on that one. But obviously, I haven't heard anything about that right present anyway, but I know it's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know if there are any emails, but I'm going to give out the phone numbers while you check. 543-5985-543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. All right. So we haven't had a lot of emails today, like we usually do. It's an easy way to participate because we just read your comment. And if you're kind of a shy person, you can be anonymous if that gives you more freedom to speak a little more strongly on a topic. Grady?
Yeah.
Oh, you looked like you were ready to say something.
I was hesitating to say something. There was an email that came in last week at the very end of the show.
Did it get read?
It got read. It got read at the very end of the show. And a caller called and spoke to me off air and said, oh, that was real important. And, you know, had talked about it. It was an anonymous email, but I have it in the screen. If you can see that, if it's not blurry, rather.
Sure.
It starts where this was the anonymous email from Friday.
Oh, I see. Okay. And here's the email. I'd like to bring up a concern, and it's not my intention to put anyone down, but it's time to speak up. I learned recently that there are major changes at ABCP and the 477 Education, Employment, and Training Program being put under the Tribal Workforce Development Program. This happened without notice to employees, tribes, or recipients of the 477 program. This is a huge impact to the students who are going to college and training. The Tribal Workforce Development is functioning with TANF and EET monies. I have been wondering if this is legal and in the best interest of all. It is grounds for a lot of red flags when it comes time for auditing. I would like ABCP Executive Board to look into this and get the answers from all involved, including the employees, without any form of retaliation from any leaders in positions of power. Major changes such as this happen when there are new people in positions of power. There needs to be transparency, and our leaders, including the CEO, should be available and listen to concerns of tribal members, investigate, be fair, and address the concerns and issues of the people. The lawyers should no longer speak for ABCP or the CEO. Why are the lawyers being allowed to speak for ABCP CEO, ABCP organization, and make decisions on our behalf? It is a tribal organization that should be solely managed by our native people, not non-native people. Even consultants are getting paid a lot of money and it's slipping under the rug. There is a lot happening without the knowledge of tribal members and information is not shared with all. Native tribal leaders and fellow tribal people, it is time to become empowered and take control over our organizations And we should be working together to help each other and not put each other down or terminate our fellow Native people just because we don't agree with them. Thank you.
I had meant to print that and have that ready for you at the beginning of the show because ended up at the end of the show last time, and I wanted to give it to you earlier. But as you can see, things were a little bit different than I had expected today.
Yes. We a little bit topsy-turvy. I'm just waiting for another technical snafu.
It's 24. We're close.
No, but you know what? If they don't happen every 20 minutes or so, I feel like I'm missing something.
I can't comment. You know, yeah. we are at the close. We had a lot of rain. What's that going to do to the tundra?
I know. Well, I have it. Now, tonight, I'll be going out to check what flowers are emerging the 2 weeks that I've been gone. So I'm going to be looking for sundew flowers, the little carnivorous plant, and the berry blossoms, probably for cranberry, blueberry, salmonberry. Well, those are probably starting to turn into berries now, so I'll be looking around for that.
It is an exponentially more profound experience depending on how much you're aware when you look at the ground or you look at the plants. If you leave and come back to an area.
I know.
It's like a little treat.
Yes. Yeah. That's how I see it. So I'm looking forward tonight to getting back. Because I got back late Wednesday night, so I haven't had a chance to get everything pulled together of my Bethel life. So anyway, I think we're going to kind of start to wrap up. Thank you, everyone, for putting up with some of our technical glitches that happened, and to Luke and Grady for jumping in.
Iris jumped in, too.
Shane and Iris. Iris and Shane. I mean, you know, it does take a village to get a 90-minute talk show going and completed. So we got a fun activity. Looking forward to the 4th of July parade on Sunday.
You know what? I don't know what the podcast episode is, but there will be a podcast episode today continuing the series of In Your Ears in 50 Years.
Oh, so what time will that be today?
Be at 1
o'clock.
I think it's at 1 and 1:30, but it's at 1 or 1:30. I just don't have it in front of me. Do you know it's 1 or 1:30, Luke? We don't have it in front of our. We don't have it in front of us, but it's at 1 or 1:30. It's okay. In your ears for 50 years.
Oh, some more like interviews and stuff.
I can tell you it is at 1:30.
Okay.
Because of the, I know that it piles up against the Yuktun translation. It has to air at 2 sometimes. So.
Oh, and just a reminder that KYUK shows are all podcasts that you can go to Apple Podcasts and down and subscribe, and all of the current shows will be ready on your computer or your phone, however you listen to podcasts. And you can also go to Spotify and just put the title of the show you're interested in into the search, and it will appear. So I think that's it for today. So thank you again, everyone. We'll talk to you again next Friday at 10 a.m.
Express yourself.
Support for Talkline is provided by Vitus Terminals, a local crew happy to fuel you. More information at BethelFuel.com.
You can catch Talkline every Friday at 10 a.m. to get the latest hot topics and local buzz for the YK Delta right here on KYUK 640 a.m.
Donlin Gold, Chilista, and the Kuskokwim Corporation are seeking individuals to apply for the Subsistence Community Advisory Committee. This committee will provide knowledge and insight into traditional and subsistence ways of life so the Donlin Gold Mine can be developed responsibly. More information available at letstalkdonlin.com. This message sponsored by Donlin Gold.
Fish Talk is back. Tune in for weekly updates on Kuskokwim salmon fishing all summer long on Thursdays at 1 p.m. Again, that is Fish Talk, Thursdays at 1 p.m.
National Redan Ka Family Victim Services at ONC Mi Gai Riu Ngaut Mikkel Ngorn. Ilak Tshaniklu, we tawich ganik nuchtach tsar mchnitlu, we tawich gaitnik. Arin kaisuch tshitlu I gaiologi asatunlu. I gaiologi kuvitwasu apitung.